Contractors over the weekend finished treating and discharging water at the U.S. National Whitewater Center. The center's rafting channel closed after an Ohio woman died after being exposed to what's being called a brain-eating amoeba. WFAE's David Borax has this update.
D2 at 8.4 at 8:14 a.m.
Workers began releasing about 6.3 million gallons of treated water Saturday morning. By Sunday morning, most had flowed into a wetland just north of the center's whitewater basin. The water was treated with a massive dose of chlorine to kill the amoeba and any other biological contaminants. The water was treated again to remove the chlorine and then released. The water is now flowing through the wetland and into the Catawba River. Catawba Riverkeeper Sam Perkins helped develop the treatment plan.
We wanted to make sure there was not too much residual chlorine and that there was plenty of dissolved oxygen. We didn't want to kill the amoeba and then induce a fish kill downstream.
The amoeba found at the Whitewater Center is a common one and in most cases safe. But if it gets up your nose, it can cause a fatal brain infection. That's what happened to the Ohio woman, whose only known exposure was at the Whitewater Center. Center officials also are planning to remove sediment from the pond and clean the whitewater channel. They haven't announced when rafting will resume, but said last week it could come shortly after the cleanup process is completed. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.